I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Syrian warplanes are bombarding militant strongholds on the ground. Many of the citizens are in despair. Josh McDowell and Global Aid Network, or GAIN USA, are partnering with the local church body. Rick Reagan says encouragement is growing out of the hopelessness, as evidenced by two questions.
Who are these people, and why are they doing this? And my friend, that opens an amazing door to share the gospel.
Reagan says while $40 may do little to change your life, it'll impact a Syrian family for a month.
That's the 12th of the year that you are now provided for. That, by itself, is just amazing for people that live on a day-to-day basis.
Next, millions participated in the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. It was organized to help raise awareness and end abuse against women. Today, 1.9 million women and girls are believed to be involved in forced labor. Half of them were trafficked for sexual exploitation. Food for the Hungry wants you to help by supporting their New Life Center in Uganda. Your support of this program can help rescue victims physically and spiritually. You can link to their work through our website. And many children are realizing that Christmas isn't just a time for receiving gifts, but also for giving them. Founder and president of Gospel for Asia, Dr. K.P. Yohanan, says the power of giving helps nearly 150,000 families a year. And that message started to resonate powerfully in kids. Last year in Australia, one girl decided she wanted to buy 1 million chickens.
This one 11-year-old girl decided that she was going to make this a campaign to raise money to help the children.
Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN has a group and fan page on Facebook. You'll get regular behind-the-scenes messages, special reports, and you'll be the first to hear about special offers. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.